taking a look at one of the top matchups in the SEC and across all of college football this weekend. And we're looking at Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Colton Sully from the Oklahoman is with us right now. Colton, how are we doing today?
Doing well, Derek. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Obviously, you know, huge game for both of these teams. You know, obviously with, you know, one loss each in the SEC. And overall, when you kind of look at, you know, two losses, not necessarily being a DQ, but for Oklahoma, when it comes to their schedule, this one becomes even more important, I guess. What is your perspective on that, and what kind of just what I said there? That was more my opinion than anything, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I think obviously both teams with one loss and Ole Miss obviously trying to bounce back from that Georgia loss. But I think this game is definitely more critical for Oklahoma, like you mentioned, just given the rest of their schedule, all five opponents ranked. You got to go on the road to Alabama and Tennessee. You get LSU, Missouri, and then obviously Ole Miss at home. So I think it's definitely more important for Oklahoma to get this win, given, you know, the SEC race and the college football playoff race. But I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good game.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on the bounce back last week at South Carolina? Obviously, the offense really struggled. John Mateer returning and didn't look 100%. Definitely wasn't 100% against Texas. And then coming back and winning at South Carolina, anytime you get a road win in the SEC, that's huge. But what did you see makes you optimistic, and maybe vice versa as well?
Yeah, first off, I think it was just a huge win for Brent Venables. I mean, this was a game, a lot of us that cover the team and watch closely and are connected with the team really hadn't seen him win a game like this over his tenure here at Oklahoma. I think back to 2023, Oklahoma's undefeated, ranked top 10 in the country after beating Texas. They go on the road to Kansas and Oklahoma State and lose. So I thought this was a huge, huge win for Brent Venables going on the road to a highly publicized game, rowdy environment down there in South Carolina coming off the Texas loss. So that's first off. Second off, I thought this was a really impressive game for the offense. They finally found something in the run game. Torrey Blaylock rushes for over 100 yards. Xavier Robinson looked good as well. But you mentioned John Mateer, who really hasn't looked like himself since the surgery. Obviously, probably rushed back for the Texas game. Definitely wanted to play in that Red River game, give Oklahoma a chance. Turned the ball over three times. Didn't look like himself last week. Still not really pushing the ball downfield. I don't know if that's a confidence thing, a pain level thing, but talked to him on Monday, and he said he's healing. He's still wearing the KT tape and the wrap, but seems to be feeling better. I know that this was the original timeline for him to return this week, so maybe he'll find something this week through the passing game.
Yeah. On the Ole Miss side of things, through your research and through what you've been working on this week, what are your thoughts on them and, you know, maybe how they match up with Oklahoma on either side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, really impressed with the quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss. No, that's the story. Obviously, the D2 transfer and what Lane Kiffin's been able to do with him has been super impressive. But and I think that's the matchup this week. It's Lane Kiffin's offense versus Brent Venables' defense. I mean, we all know what Ole Miss's offense can do. Saw him score, 40-some-odd points against Georgia last week. But Oklahoma's defense is ranked, at the top or near the top in most defensive categories in the country. So I think that's the battle. And then like we talked about earlier with John Mateer in this offense, can OU find some success in the pass game and outscore Ole Miss? I mean, Oklahoma's defense only gave up 16 points to Texas. Auburn and Michigan only scored 13, 17 points. South Carolina scored 7 last week. So for me, I think if Oklahoma's offense can find some success in the pass game, score a couple touchdowns, I think you're feeling really good if you're Brent Venables.
Yeah. Colton Sully again, the Oklahoman, talking Ole Miss and Oklahoma, which will be in Norman there at 11 a.m. and on ABC on Saturday morning there. So Ole Miss, you mentioned, the matchup there of the offense of Ole Miss versus the defense of Oklahoma, and kind of, Ole Miss, of course, coming in 8th in the country in total offense, 3rd in the SEC, putting up a lot of yardage. Where do you think Oklahoma attacks this offense and trying to slow it down, to the point where, it gives that offense a chance to, get the victory?
Well, obviously, Oklahoma's defensive line, I mean, I'm sure you've talked about it. They're one of the best in the country, very deep, obviously. They're a little thin in the secondary. I think that's somewhere that Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss could attack. I mean, losing Gentry Williams last week in the South Carolina game, he's questionable, I believe, to play Saturday. Don't think he will. So it's going to be true freshman Cortland Gilroy, who started the season for Oklahoma, played really well against Michigan, struggled against Cam Coleman and Auburn. So that's a matchup to watch, I think. But this Oklahoma defensive line and the linebacker unit is just relentless. I mean, I would expect Trinidad Chambliss to have a long day back there. So, but we'll see. It's gonna be super fascinating. I know Brent and Lane, like going against each other, have a history going against each other, dating back all the way to that 2004 national title game, USC and Oklahoma. So it's gonna be fun, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, elite offense versus elite defense, at least, based on kind of how things have been playing out here over the first half of the season. Looking forward to it. I guess, Colton, for you, if you make predictions, have you made one, and do you have one?
I have. It's actually going to be rainy here tomorrow. I think it's going to be raining the entire game. So I think it'll be one of those, lower scoring SEC games that we've seen. And if OU's defense does what I think it can do against this Ole Miss offense, and we do see a little bit more success from Jon Mateer and Torrey Blaylock continues, to ground and pound on the run game. I have Oklahoma by 2, 23-21. That was my prediction I wrote. Don't feel confident in it. I wouldn't be surprised if Ole Miss won by a touchdown or Oklahoma won by a touchdown.
Going to be a great game. Oklahoma Ole Miss, 11 a.m. there in the SEC, in Norman, Oklahoma on ABC. Once again, Colton, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate you chatting some Ole Miss Oklahoma with us, and enjoy the game, all right?
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Have a good one.